Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, without further delay, right to Frank Cusimano from KSGK. We got activity even up to the last minutes of the trade deadline. Frank, what can you tell us?
Well, Lars Nootbaar was just pulled off the field in Yankee Stadium, and he was hugged by manager Ali Marmol. So you know he has been traded. We don't know the details yet. I know the Padres were the last team rumored to be heavily after Lars Nootbaar, but we'll find out, you know, any minute now on what we get in return.
Okay, but then earlier in the day, the big trade was to the Brewers, and that caught some people off guard because you're trading within the division, but Dustin May and Jojo Romero go to the Brewers, but I'm hearing we got some good prospects in return for that.
Well, we really did. One of them is Alexander Frias. He is 18 years old. And immediately, because they update these things on the prospects website, he immediately is considered the Cardinals' third best prospect. He's an outfielder who could play first base. And then this Josiah Ragsdale has been insane lately. And he is a 22-year-old outfielder. He could be the starting center fielder for the Cardinals a year from now. And he's been on fire. He has a 1,000 OPS in AA this season. So I think the Cardinals did pretty well for a pitcher they knew they were going to get rid of and another pitcher who has an appendicitis, and they're both rentals. I mean, they're both going to be free agents. So, you know, you don't win many trades against the Brewers, but I think they at least did pretty well.
Yeah, I would say so.
The latest update here on Lars Nootbaar is that he is being traded to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Ooh. So he's still going out to the NL West, but he will be joining his close friend and former teammate Nolan Arenado.
That's right. So there's a few minutes left here. Burleson is in the lineup tonight. Nootbaar was in the lineup tonight. Do we think we're done?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Ryan Stanek has moved, but I just don't think it makes sense to move Burleson unless you get an offer you just can't refuse, and likewise with Herrera. But these three guys going today had to go. And now the really fascinating question is, what do they do with Nootbaar's spot? Do they take the gamble and bring up, you know, Joshua Baez from Memphis, the 6'4", 240-pounder with a 900 OPS but with a high strikeout total? Or do they just play Torres and Jose Fermin in left field? So there's a lot of interesting decisions to be made here in the next 24 hours.
Reaction to the Dodgers getting Skubal?
Well, I don't know. I don't like it.
I know.
It's an embarrassment of riches. I mean, that starting staff, if you count Ohtani as a starter, although he's not pitching right now, and I think in the postseason he'll just come out of the pen, but that group of five, that's over $1 billion. I mean, it's just crazy. You know, no National League team has ever won the World Series three consecutive years. You've just added a two-time Cy Young Award winner with Ohtani coming back. Gosh, how could you bet against him?
Any other winners or losers that you saw with some of the trades? I mean, it's been fast and furious here the last couple hours. Not a lot of big names, but anything else you want to make an observation about here?
I don't know. The Cubs got Gausman, who's a really good pitcher normally. He's been really bad, except against the Cardinals the other night. So they needed to get some starting pitching because that offense is so good, but they've lost all these starting pitchers to injury. We'll see if he can, you know, a lot of times just you change uniforms, you're all of a sudden you're with a really good team, and all of a sudden you catch fire.
Yeah, you never know. All right, let me take you back to Friday because it was this court decision that involved athletes and a fifth year of eligibility. Mark Mitchell, one of the stars for Dennis Gates and the Mizzou basketball team, has been involved in that process, perhaps wanting to get eligibility back. I thought that I heard yesterday there was a further clarification of this, that the judge said if, in fact, that eligibility is going to occur, they have to go back to the team that they were playing with. So have you spoken with Coach Gates? Is there a realistic path for Mark Mitchell to be on this team again?
Okay, so I've texted Coach Gates about this, but I haven't gotten a good response. I do know that the Mizzou people have the money to get it done. But I think the more intriguing story is Robbie Avila.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark, if you got 60 seconds, I got a great story for you.
No, this is good. Go ahead.
Is Josh Schertz has let it be known that by going to St. Louis University, Robbie Avila, initially from Indiana State, cost himself some money. Okay, he could have gone somewhere else and made a lot more money. By staying at St. Louis University for that second year, he's cost himself some money. Now, people assume, well, if it is ruled that he can play his fifth year, well, it's Josh Schertz, it's Robbie Avila, they have to be together. But Josh Schertz sounds like a guy who basically has said he has sacrificed enough money for me, he shouldn't do it again.
Wow.
Because, Mark, realistically, Mark, if you think about this, this may be the last year that Robbie Avila can make silly money playing basketball. He's not an NBA player. I don't think they're going to pay him a ton in Europe. I think it's a school like Kentucky, who's already paying guys $4 million a year, would think, okay, yeah, we can pay him $1 million. So, you know, I don't know if Slew could come up with it, but my gut feel from the initial reaction from Robbie, from Josh Schertz, is he's sounding like a father and not a coach and thinking, what's in the best interest of my guy, Robbie Avila? And I think it's notable he did that.
That is interesting. But if the ruling says you can only go back to the teams that you were playing for, then that would maybe change the circumstances, right?
That's true. Yeah. And then Slew would have to come up with a lot of money for Robbie, and I'm not sure if it's there. But yeah, it's going to be a really interesting 72 hours. I hear the court is going to rule with the NCAA and against this injunction. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think there's still more to play out here. All right, Frank, thanks. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon and evening. Let's see what it brings us, right?
All right, buddy.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.